Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
We want to hear your stories of, like, incredulity. It's a little thing we call, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
No way!
It's the stories that make us say that.
Yeah.
The one that kind of was in the news today.
This is real?
I don't know how. I mean, obviously, I don't know how I would feel. A girl was abducted in 2007 at the age of 6.
Yeah.
The mom called the cops because, like, just recently, because somebody claiming to be her daughter contacted her on social media and asked if she would meet at the, like, Mexico-Texas border.
Yes, in Laredo there.
And she's like, she contacts the police going, I think I'm being scammed.
Yes.
Somebody's like, clearly my daughter's dead. She was abducted in 2007. It's been all these years later. There's no way this is my daughter. The police department coordinated with all the agencies, FBI and whoever. They intercepted the girl and they believe it's actually her daughter.
What?
She was abducted in 2007, clearly sold into whatever she's been in for this entire time.
And she managed to free herself from...
And find her way back to her mom.
Get out.
That is... I mean, you don't even know each other. That's how weird... And then...
I wouldn't reintroduce. I would... My mom thinks I'm gone and...
I know, but what a miracle, though. You're going to tell me
yes.
that you wouldn't go back to
nope.
your mom. You would escape and just start another life and never go back to try to... You know what's weird? I almost believe you.
Well, you should. That's because that's...
Because you're doing... I wouldn't believe me if I told you.
No, but that's cruel to do.
It's not cruel. It gives your mom closure because then your mom knows you're not dead.
She's pretty much knows you were and now you're just...
Yeah, but you're not. So you just give her the thing.
She's on this whole new life path.
You know what it is? Because you don't have kids. You don't have kids.
You're right.
Like if I hadn't seen Mia in 15 years and then she shows back up, I'd be ecstatic.
You don't even know she
Of course I don't, but I would get to know her again.
Wow.
I would feel terrible about what she probably went through.
And then you lost 15 years of her life.
Yes.
What happens if he turns out someone that you don't even like?
It's your kid. Of course you don't like him.
But still, you haven't seen him in 15.
Oh,
they don't
God,
look
you are
like,
so
They don't look like
gross.
You anymore. They don't act, you could have just a chance you don't even like him. They're a different
you're
person.
Oh, my God. I can't. Okay. Dude.
Oh, you're right. This is a feel.
This is a great example of a story that, like, I don't think anybody's got anything that, like, comes
this
to this level.
This one's hard to Trump.
No, I mean, yes, it's impossible. Here's one that we got off of, I think it was a Reddit thread going around.
Okay.
This guy said he chatted with a girl, like from one of the dating sites, Tinder, Bumble, whatever. They never met. Then a year later, he randomly picks her up at a bar, not realizing it was her, brings her back to his apartment. They do whatever. Then they exchange numbers. Because it was like, yes, this was fun. Here's my number. She puts it in her phone, but she's like, I already have your number in my phone.
Oh, whoa.
And they both had to sit there and go, how would you have my number? How would I have your number? And they go through it and they're like, oh my God, you're the random girl that we talked on Tinder and never hooked up. But it was like destiny was so determined
Dang.
For those two to be together that they ended up in the same bar. They ended up talking, liking each other, and going back to his place.
She agreed to go back on the first day.
She was on Tinder in the first place.
That's good point. Okay.
So was he. Why do you have to shame only one gender, Steve? That was Steve Weed, by the way. Text your hatred to Steve at 51059. She's the tramp in this situation. Why did she go back to his apartment? Ha! You're going down for that one, brother.
I was just thinking that why didn't she hook up the first time if she's going to...
I don't know. She just didn't think he was the one. And then destiny brought them back together.
In a bar.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. We want to hear your incredible stories.
No way.
303-222-5423. Or you can text us at 51059. That might be a little busy because people are saying terrible things to Steve.
Okay, what? I didn't...
Some of the other ones that I remember from the past. Do you remember the one about the dog? It was like... The kid's dog would follow him to the bus stop every day.
Oh, yeah.
And the dad would go too, so he could bring the dog back.
Yeah.
They're standing there, and as the kid gets on the bus, the dog runs out in front of a car and gets struck and killed. So dad's like, ugh, picks the dog up, takes it to a field, buries it. The next morning, they get up, and the dog is on their front step.
It actually hadn't died. It was just stunned. Dad didn't even check its pulse and buried it.
The dog had just been knocked out.
Yeah, it's just unconscious. No one checked.
Super glad they didn't bury it deep.
Or, yeah, tight.
Because then it was...
You're right. It was a lazy burial.
Well, thankfully, it was leaves over it. It's like, you spent that whole night going, Fluffy was the name of the dog, is dead.
Just think how pissed off that dog was.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd come back. It's like, geez, man. First you let me get hit by a car, and then you bury me?
Thank you.
Can I have some more?
That was a crazy one.
And there's the other one that, and this is, I bet a million people have this story. Bill Murray walked into a Wendy's one time. This guy's sitting there eating his French fries. He grabs one of his French fries, dips it into his Frosty, eats it, and is like, nobody's going to believe you.
And then no one would.
Because we've heard of stories, Bill Murray getting on an elevator in Vegas and like pulling somebody's shirt up and doing the like raspberry. And I was
all
like,
that.
No one will believe
right.
you. Because he knows, he's like, he will do crazy crap, but like. You can tell your friends I just saw Bill Murray and he gave me a raspberry. No.
Not going to.
No, you didn't. All right. So if you've got an incredible story that will blow our mind,
no,
we want to hear it. Brian?
Yay.
Yay. Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What do you got?
Yeah. So I have a best friend. He got a dog from a homeless shelter about a year and a half later. It kind of like went crazy, bit his kid. So he wanted to get rid of it. He took it up into the mountains and he shot it in the head and left it there for dead. And then about...
Wait a minute, later, stop. He couldn't take it back to his shelter. He decided he had to kill it?
What?
Yeah, he was going to kill it.
Oh, my
so
God.
He shoots his dog in the head, leaves it for dead. He gets a call from the local police department like 4 days later saying that they had recovered his dog, and it was chipped, and so it linked it to him, and they needed it to come pick it up, and he had to pay like a $1,400 or $1,500 vet bill for it at the time.
Because someone found it and took it to the... He tried
to recovered it. Somebody took it to the vet clinic. They chipped it, linked it back to him. And so he had to go get the dog back he didn't want from the beginning.
And he shot it again?
I honestly don't know where it went from there. But
at that point, that dog is your dog and you love it forever.
Oh,
because
OMG.
That's karma and he's a D-bag.
Yes.
But it's...
Yeah, it's fate.
And he's a terrible shot. Okay. Because it's not Yeah. That is... Brian, thank you for the story.
Yeah.
That is... awful.
Holy crap.
To think, what could you guys don't.
Is this like all going to be dog shots?
I hope not. Okay. Just we buried a dog. Yeah. Okay. Melissa.
Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you what happened to you.
So I was adopted as a little girl. 20 years later, I tried to find my family. I had one name of a family member open the phone book back in the day when we had them. Picked the very last of their name, called them, and it turned out to be my aunt.
What?
Like she remembered her sister giving you up for adoption.
Yeah, well, my mom had died when I was young, and so we ended up being adopted out of the family. And then they had been missing us this whole time, and I called her, and she about floored it.
Yeah, because people will spend billions of dollars and months and years. And
private investigators and searching. He's like, I don't know, I'll just look up the name.
You're right.
I'll just look in the phone book.
First call.
In this particular town that I'm in.
It was crazy because I called her and I was like, I think I'm your niece. And she verified. And yeah, it was huge.
So then you ran back into the arms of your family.
Are you in the family now? Are you like?
I am. Some of them, like some, you know, everybody's got some family, you know. Stick with, but yeah, for the most part, I'm with all the cousins and aunts, and it's great.
You were the smart. That was easy, how to find your family.
I know. There's all these, you want to find your biological parents? Right. Call Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. It's like, no, nah, just Melissa, let's grab the phone book right there and look up the last name.
Good
see what
for
we got.
You, Melissa.
Thank you for the call.
That's unreal.
Okay. Chanley.
Yai.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened to you?
My fiance and I actually were at theme. Senior homecoming, even though I did not go to his school in Fort Lupton.
Okay.
And then later in life, once we were together, we realized that our grandparents actually had been best friends in Pine, Colorado before his grandparents were in Michigan.
You got...
Holy...
So your families were... So it's destiny that you're together. Your families were best friends.
Destined to be together, yes.
That is true.
And it's not like you're just all losers and stayed in the same town. They were right. They were friends in a totally different town.
Yeah, well, and he lived in Fort Lupton even when he was going to high school. So we had no, I had actually just happened to be at his homecoming. And then, yeah, our grandparents, his grandpa actually lived with my grandma while his grandpa was building their house for a little while. So
holy crap.
Totally crazy. She's like, is your fiance's family from Wakefield, Michigan? And I was like, how do you know his family?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, they had been best friends.
For real, the hair on my arms is standing up. It's that's like that's if you don't believe in destiny, that's like
yeah,
you guys, that's for sure.
You guys still hanging? You guys still exactly.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah, we have a 17-month-old now. So
oh,
look at you name
awesome.
Destiny. Yeah.
It is density. Thank you for the call, Chanley. Paula.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
1964, a radio station in Denver was having a contest to win front row seats to the Rolling Stones at the Denver Coliseum. You had to, they were going to call out a name on a Saturday. You had to call in and claim the ticket. I was at Girl Scout camp, but my sister sat home all Saturday. She hates rock and roll. Listening to the radio, they called my name. She called in, said, hi, I'm Paula, and I won front row seat to the Rolling Stones, 1964.
Holy.
Oh, my God.
That's like a legend.
And it was BJ who gave them to him, right?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.